The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, it's time to listen to a short speech by Hojjat al-Islam Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the analysis of Ziyara al-Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we have tawfiq to continue our reflections on Ziyarat al-Yasin. We talked about the significance of offering our salam and also why we repeat these salams. And every salam is coming along with some descriptions of Imam alayhi salam. Then we have few more salams, and because every condition of Imam is significant, every condition of Imam can be an example for us, and also because we love him, so we think of him in different conditions, so we have these different types of salams. As-salamu alayka hina tarka'u wa tasjud. Peace be upon you when you go to ruku, you bow down, you bend for ruku, or you prostrate, you do to go to sajda. Ruku and sujood are part of salat, but they are so important that they are mentioned separately. Salat involves ruku and sujood, but they're so important. Allah said to Lady Maryam, "Warka'i ma'ar raka'in." Raka'in. It's not that ruku necessarily was just going to ruku. Perhaps it was part of ibadah, but it's so important that it is singled out. Sujood the same. Sujood is so important. It can be by itself ibadah, or it can be part of salat. But even if it is part of salat, like here, which is ruku and sujood, but it's so important that it is singled out. Like qunut is singled out. As-salamu alayka hina tuhallilu wa tukabbir. Peace be upon you when you do tahleel and takbir. Tahleel means to say la ilaha illallah. You know, la ilaha illallah is very, very important. And someone better than who is saying la ilaha illallah is the one who says more la ilaha illallah, as we have in hadith. So la ilaha illallah is very important, is very fundamental, is one of the four pillars of, you know, arsh. Because arsh is made, there's a hadith, someone says why Kaaba is cubic. Imam says because Kaaba is under Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is where angels do tawaf. When we go around Kaaba, we, you know, try to follow the example of Malaika in Baytul Ma'mur. Then he says why Baytul Ma'mur has four corners. Then Imam says because Arsh has four pillars. What are those four pillars? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah is one pillar. Alhamdulillah, another. La ilaha illallah, the third. Allahu akbar, the fourth. They involve many, many things. These are like codes. If someone can decode them, all the facts of the world are in these things. Everything comes from this. And angels have all their power from these things. Ta'amuhum tasbih. The food of angels is tasbih. So, when Imam is saying La ilaha illallah, that is such a, You know, we say nurani, such an illuminating moment that we want to connect to the Imam at that time. By saying salam to him, you get connected. Inshallah, you would receive reply from Imam in that moment. Because any salam, hopefully, will be replied quickly. Yeah. So, for example, when I say salam to Imam, I say, oh, Imam, salam to you when you are in ruku. He would not say reply to me after some time. He would, inshallah, give me reply when he's in ruku. Because one of the manners and etiquettes of response is to be given quickly. Actually, if it is too much delayed, it's not accepted. Yeah? If someone says salamun alaykum to you, you cannot, you know, take 5 minutes and then say alaykum as-salam. You have to respond quickly. So, when you say salam to Imam when he is in ruku, then you would receive reply of someone like Imam who is in ruku. So the light of ruku of Imam would be reflected in this salam. This salam has fragrance of ruku of Imam. When you say salam to Imam when he is doing la ilaha illallah, you receive reply which has the light and fragrance of la ilaha illallah of Imam, not la ilaha illallah of ordinary person. When Imam says la ilaha illallah, the whole world is in harmony. Like Dawood, when Dawood was doing tasbih, everything was with him doing tasbih. When Imam says Allahu Akbar, is different from ordinary people saying Allahu Akbar. And then if you say salam in that time and receive reply in that time, it brings that light to you. You know, these salams are so important that even if you just manage to think and say this one of these salams, it can transforms you. As-salamu alayka hina tahmadu wa tastaghfir. Peace be upon you when you praise Allah. Hamd, alhamdulillah, as I said, is very important. Alhamd, lots of things we have about hamd. In the book Tasbih of Lady Fatima, we have explained, you know, some of the things about hamd, about la ilaha illallah, about takbir, about tasbih. Wa tastaghfir. Imam, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never stops asking for forgiveness. It's not that because they are ma'soom, they don't ask for forgiveness. No, actually they do istighfar more than ordinary people. In quality and in quantity also they do many times. For example, Rasulullah said, إِنَّهُ لَيُغَانُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ. So I said, my heart gets smoked. If someone commits a sin, there would be like a, you know, dark spot, like, you know, ink on a white thing. Rasulullah doesn't commit sin, but there is a smoke. When he has to deal with worldly affairs, even if it is for the sake of Allah, these worldly affairs of people, helping them, listening to them, dealing with enemies, would make his condition different. Therefore, he says, I do istighfar 70 times every day. This is the minimum. The minimum Rasulullah was doing istighfar was 70 times every day. Imam also does istighfar. And maybe part of his istighfar is also for his followers. Because, you know, as a leader, when your group, your camp, your army, your followers also make bad things, you feel bad and responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do something bad, it would affect Imam in different ways. First of all, would delay his coming. Secondly, it gives excuse to others to say, look at his followers, what they do. Thirdly, he would be feeling pain that his people are doing bad things. Fourthly, he would feel embarrassed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he does istighfar. on our behalf as well. But I hope we would be able to change, because maybe a time comes that then na'uzu billah, Imam says, I have nothing to do with this person. Because there is a limit that you can accept someone as your follower and ask for forgiveness. If someone is so vicious, so insistent on wrongdoing, then you may just say, he is not, laysa minna, he is not from us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.